Siman Tav Reish Nun Vav. This is the din of Hidr Mitzvah by Esrog and really by mitzvahs in general. So the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Tes Amar Aleph. Amar Reb Zera, Amar Reb Huna, B'mitzvah Ad Shlish. The Gemara discusses what does that mean. The Gemara clarifies, Ela Amar Reb Zera, B'hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'mitzvah. When it comes to Hidr Mitzvah, I can get a cheap, scrawny little Lulav and Esrog, or I can get a big, fancy, harsh Lulav and Esrog. So we'll see what this means in a minute. Very big, major league Machlokes Rishonim. But when it comes to Hidr Mitzvah, he should spend up to a third of the Mitzvah. Okay? I'm being vague, and we'll see why in a minute. The Gemara, Rav Ashi asks, when the Gemara talks about Shlish, there's two ways of calculating the shlish. Is it shlish milagav or shlish milabak? And the Gemara says teku, and we seem to go lakula because it's a din d'rabbanan. That means, if I have something, the esrog, it's worth $6. So how much is a third of six? So a third of six. We can say it's two. You have to add two. That's called milagav. On the inside of the six, a third is two. But then there's something called milabak. It means I take six, I cut it in half, and I add three, I get to nine. It means it's a third after you finish the calculation. Okay, the Gemara doesn't answer that. Most are showing them go the kula, milagav on the inside. Only have to add 6 plus 2, not 6 plus 3. Then the Gemara says, "B'ma'arava Amri Mishmed Reb Zera." In Eretz Yisrael, they say, "Achlish Mishalov." This Indian is spending up to a third more for Hidr Mitzvah. That comes out of your own pocket. But if you want to splurge and go above and beyond, mikam ve'elach. Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. After that, you want to get bigger and better, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Sounds like Chaim Kanievsky. So, what does it mean, Behidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'mitzvah? What does that mean? So, Rashi says as follows. He found two Sifrei Torahs. So, I don't know if the Gemara, I mean, it's brought down Hilchos Lulav. I don't remember if the Gemara makes any mention that we're talking about in Esrog. I don't remember. Rashi clearly talks about other things. Okay, we'll see. It's not only it's brought down here in Hilchos Lulav, but it refers to other mitzvahs as well. Rashi says the following. He goes shopping. He wants to buy a Sefer Torah. He goes to the local Sefer Torah salesman. He sees two Sefer Torah. One is nicer than the other, right? You're always going to find one nicer than the other. So he should add a third and take the nicer one. That means one Sefer Torah is 100,000 shekels. The other Sefer Torah is 130,000 shekel. So 30 is less than a third of 100. So he should, according to Rashi, he should take the Sefer Torah for 130,000 shekel. Up to a third, he should spend extra for Hidr Mitzvah. As the Brisa says, Zekeli Van Veyo. That's the pasuk from Az Yashir that teaches us his Hisnoyat Lefana Vinitzes that there's an Indian. To do Hidr Mitzvah, not just an Indian here, telling us to spend a lot more money to do Hidr Mitzvah. Now, the Smag brings down Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting, the Tosis on the page brings down an altogether different opinion, which we're not going to get into. Ayin Shom for Homer. The Smag and other Rishonim bring down Rabbeinu Tam. It's worth down the Rishon safe. And he says, wait a second. According to Rashi, you're always going to... how do you... Take the Rashi. This one, say if it does 100,000. This one's 130. This one's 160. This one's 190. This one's 210. So say, okay, 100, 130. Okay, 130 is within a third. Wait a second, now this 160. That's within a third of this one. And the Devar Sof. So it's never ending. So that's the Kasha that Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi. And he says, no, we're dealing with a very specific case. Esro kishiuro keegozo kebeitza. You found an esrog that's the minimal share possible. The matzah no'e. Then I found a nicer one. Yesh lo liten ad shlish yoiser. So then, again, let's start again. Kana esrog. I already bought an esrog. I bought the esrog. And it's a mama, I bring it home, and my kid's looking at it, it's like, Dad. You think that esrog's kosher? It's tiny. Bring it to the rabbi, he measures it. Yeah, it's the exact minimal share possible. Which means if it shrivels up a bit more, it's no good. It's the exact share. And then my kid schlep me back to the shuk arba minim, and I find a nicer one. I should give more than a third. I should exchange it, add up to a third, and get a better one. But if I buy esrog, is it the most beautiful esrog? Not the most beautiful, but it's a fine esrog. It's kosher according to everybody. So it's kosher according to everybody, then there's no inyan to add. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where you bought a very scrawny, flimsy, minimalistic, sheer type of esrog. Now, what's the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're only dealing with a very specific case where you bought the esrog that was exact sheer. Or, we'll soon see the Bir Halacha extends this to other halachically problematic cases. You brought it to the rabbi, he said, kosher. But since he did, and there's different opinions, so then it's kind of that flimsy, scrawny esrog, and then you should return it and give up to a third more. That is Shitas Rashi. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds that, only if it's skinny and scrawny. If it's a regular one, I'm getting mixed up. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam holds only if it's scrawny. Rashi holds you always give up to a third to get a better one. Now, it seems, the Pashup shot of reading Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is talking about where you already bought it. Rashi is not talking about you already bought it. Rashi says, I go to the store, I have two to pick from. If I already bought it, there's nothing to talk about. That is the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rashi. Now, everybody agrees with that, as we'll see in Shara Tzion Oiz Beis, and in the Mishabura, Sifkatan. Hey, not everyone agrees with that. But according to the Beis Yosef, and the simple way of reading the Rashi, is only before I buy. Once I buy, there's nothing to talk about. Okay. Now, the Gra disagrees with the Beis Yosef's understanding of Rashi. I mean, it's pretty explicit in Rashi. But the Gra says that Rashi, he found Rashi, Shitas Rashi, in the Yerushalmi. And in the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say like Rashi. It doesn't say that you have two in front of you. It sounds like even if you already bought it, you'd still have an inyan to go exchange it and add a third to get a nicer one. So why did Rashi clearly doesn't say that. So because it's not so common that you're going to take it back, you're going to switch. Like the scenario that you're going to trade it in and add money, it's not such a practical scenario. You go buy an esrog and go bring it back to the guy. Want to exchange it, want to add money, get a nicer one. It's not such a common scenario. Now, the Rosh holds like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, that we're dealing with a very specific case where you bought a questionable kosher, but questionable. Kosher, but questionable, that's where you add a third, even bidi edit. The Yesh Omrim, in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Misha Omer, that is Shitas Rashi, where it always applies, as long as you didn't buy it, at least according to Beis Yosef's understanding. And the Gra and the Rabba go with the Yesh Misha Omer Shitas Rashi. So let's see that inside right now. Tough ratio of both Zephal. Imkana Esrek Shiroi losses about Bitzimtum. You bought an Esrek that you can fulfill the mitzvah, but Bitzimtum. It's a minimalistic shear. Kagosh, you kebeta mitzum tzemes. If the shear is kebeta, so my flunk is with the shears. But if the shear is kebeta, it's mamish kebeta. Yacha kach, and he already bought it. Achaka must have got the mitzvah. Then he finds a bigger one. Mitzvah lahosif ad shlish mi lagav. There's a mitzvah to add a third from the inside, meaning it's six, add another two. Vidmei harishon kedei lachlifo, to exchange it, be yoyser noet, to get a nicer one. That's the first opinion of Mechaber. That is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Very limited case. The Bir Halacha Dibur Haskalim points out, I'm Mishabura, look at the line 3. We're talking about a case, Sheyesh Bechshash Pasol, Bu'adim Bechala Mitzvahs Ka'a Gavna. It's not just love and esrog, and it's not just a minimalistic shear, it's minimalistically kosher. Is it kosher? Kosher. Sheyetalui Bepukta Durafis, so it's really a machlokes. Sheyalacha the kosher. The halacha is that it's kosher. Still, Bekamachum Yishlomer Bezeh, Lekulei Elma, Tzorech Lekayim Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish. Then everyone agrees, in such a case, you have to add up to a third to get a better one. Niknot acher lotzis kol adeos. So here is a built-in halacha to not be satisfied with the bare minimum, to do more. That is the first opinion, that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam.
So
Tzimtzum means bidiyuk, exact size. Exact, whatever the minimum size is, the size of an egg, it's the size of an egg. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Bey says we're not just talking about Esrog, we're talking about any mitzvah that you've done in a bare minimum sense. You have to add up to a third according to this first opinion. But it's only relevant if you're trying to fulfill the mitzvah in the bare minimum level. But if I bought something that's a little bit bigger, it's kosher according to everybody. So then there's no chiv over here to add a third for hiddur mitzvah according to the first opinion. This is Shitas Rashi. She motzei shnei esrogim liknos. I find two esrogim to buy. Echad hadam mechaver. One is nicer than the other, and they're both kosher l'mahadrin. Yikach ha'adar im ein miyakros ayos v'shish milagav mi d'mechaver. You should buy the nicer one if the price is not more than a third more than the other one. Now, the question the Baam Kasha the Rebbeinu Tam asks on Rashi is it's never ending. Like, where do you draw the line? So I had my own way of understanding it, which I didn't see the Poskim say explicitly, but I have to look a little bit more. You take the minimal kosher esrog, and then you add a third, and that's what you're supposed to do. You want to do more? Great. That's already Mishal Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how I understood it. And why I go to the store and I pick the, you know, they have the 30 shekel, 40, 50, 60, 100, 120. Why do I have to look at the 80? Now, boom, I'm bumped up to, 100. I could look at the 30 and be bumped up to 40. So that's how I always understood this. I didn't see anyone say that explicitly. But the Bir Halacha B'Tzimtzum points out, doesn't say exactly like I'm saying at all. So he points out, the Fishit is in Golo Yosef Mikashir. I mean, according to Rebbein Tam, if it's a kosher esrog, then I don't have to do the Hidden Mitzvah. It's kosher. It's only when it's barely kosher. Alpha Bisha Shneim Bar the Fun of Ke'echa Liknos Mikom Bokom Eitzok Liknos Ahada. You don't need to buy the Hada. When we decide some Shulchan Aruch Sura Zu Ma'ashad Hachis Yehda La'alacha. It's the first opinion Shulchan Aruch. This is the Iker. It's only relevant when you're dealing with a barely kosher mitzvah. Barely kosher, Ad Shlish. Add a third and get a Mahudu one. She Shita Sarash. However, Agra Bibiuro Ma'ashad Denotol that Yesh Omer Du Shita Sarashi. Mishum Du Shambi Mafarish Kein V'chein Ha'i Rabba Ma'achim Rizak Yesh Omer. The Yesh Omer in all this applies that every time you go to buy a mitzvah object, you always have to add a third to get it more beautiful. It's not just when you're dealing with a scrawny, barely kosher mitzvah. So this is a very big chumah. So where do you draw the line? So this is all the way at the end. Third to last line of the Bir Halacha, fifth to last line on the page. Uvi inyan hakosher shehikshar ela olim mitzvah. Oh, you always find nicer one, and you go from 30 to 35 to 45, 55, 65, until 485, and you get the most expensive esrog in the city. You only have to do this once. You don't need to do this twice. So it's a little bit what I'm saying, but not exactly. So, but am I obligated to look at the 80 shekel esrog? I want to look at the 30 shekel esrog. Like, where, even within the first, the Palm Rishona, it's still very open for interpretation. Deim lo kein, if you don't say, you only do it once, and the davar sof. I can't show. Because that costs a gam kein, ode e zachronim. So I need to do a little bit more homework. And next time, I hope to get back to you exactly how to understand it. Now, the way Rashi is, again, the way Rashi says it, and the way Beis Yosef understands Rashi, it's the chatchila. It's before you actually go and buy it. I have a choice. This one or that one, add a third, and buy the nicer one. Look at the Sharatin Ois Beis. Who perish Rashi by Wakam Adap Test? That's the Yesh Misha Omer. I go to buy. I have two choices. I already bought one. Now, nowadays, like, we live, Baruch Hashem, B'lein Hara, Hashem should continue to shower us with Shefa. There's no such thing as I went to have one in the store. There's not one Esrog in the store. I'm sure there's not one Sefer Torah in the store. I'm sure there's not one pair of tefillin in the store. There's always a whole menu and with all different prices. So he says, but if I already bought one, and then Nizdamin Ashniya, Ein Mechuyev Lachliv Lehosif HaMekach, I don't need to trade it in and add to the price. That's the Poshet reading of Rashi. That's how Beis Yosef understands Rashi. Achein Bebir Agra, Dehevi Siyat to the Deh Ashniya B'Yushalmi, but the Gra brings a Raya from Yushalmi to Shitas Rashi. Mashu the Sreda the Rashi, Lav Dafka B'Shem Hosef Shnei Sogim Leknos, Lav Dafka before you bought them. Dehu Adin Kishekvar, Karnav Izdamin Lachliv, if you already bought one. Now he has to go exchange it, says the Gra. Gamkin tzarach lahakli for the hosif. Traded it and add money. Even though that's not what Rashi says, but the Rashi is a Yerushalmi, and the Gra found the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says even afterwards, even with the Abba, you already bought one, you have to trade it in. Oh, so why didn't Rashi say that? Rashi explicitly didn't say that. Because it's not such a common thing that you're going to go trade in something that you already bought and add money to it. And then the Mishabura Sifkatan Hey brings down the same discussion again. Now, we skip Sifkatan Aleph, where he gives an overview of the two shittas, but that we said outside, the Machlokes, Rashi, and Rabbi Natan. Look at Mishabura Sifkatan Hey, Shimotze Shnei Esrogim. This is the second opinion, shittas Rashi. So again, the first opinion holds only is barely kosher. Barely kosher, you have to add up to a third for hiddur mitzvah. But if it's a regular, so according to the first opinion, it's fine. I don't need to do hiddur mitzvah. But the second opinion holds that even if it's a fine esrog, kosher according to everybody, this, you still have to add a third to get a nicer one. This is the chumra, and you have to add to get a nicer one. Sharatin Oisei says, not like the first opinion who wouldn't say such a thing. Vim kvar kana echavu kishiru gadol yosmi kabeis, already bought one and it's kosher according to everybody. It's not barely kosher. Ein tarek lahosim lahachli bahadu l'kulei hama. Everyone agrees you don't have to trade it in according to this opinion of Rashi. According to the Beis Yosef's understanding of Rashi. Dildei Rishona, according to Rebbeinu Tam, kevin shegam harishon lahayo boshir tzimtzum, if I already bought it but it's flimsy and scrawny and barely kosher, I do have to trade it in. I'm sorry. The day Rishona, now he's saying this. I bought a nice one. Once I already bought it, according to the first opinion, if it's a nice one, I don't have to do hit a mitzvah. It's only when it's scrawny. This is not scrawny. According to the second opinion, the Beis Yosef's understanding in Rashi, it's only when the chatchila, when I have two in front of me. If I already bought it, then lo chmir lika chahadar klal v'shekvar kon ha'efa. If I already bought one, I don't need to go buy another one. I don't need to trade it in according to Rashi. Okay, so he wants to say it's l'kulei alma, but it's only in the Beis Yosef and Magen Avraham's understanding of Rashi. Can't cause it from Magen Avraham b'shem poskim. Okay, and however, ha'gra hevi Yerushalmi mefurish umash etanaka l'dina kein. The gra goes with the shitas Yerushalmi, which is the second opinion, which is like Rashi, but not like Rashi. Like Rashi, that you always have to add a third, but not like Rashi, because Rashi holds only when you go in the chatzila and you find two. But if you already bought one, you don't have to go trade it in. But the Gra holds you do have to go trade it in. So I feel a lot like for Esther Gululav, who was in the Chol HaMitzvahs, Vahe Bam Yosef Mikashir, even though it's a nice one, the Achagach Matza Acher, no, you find a nicer one, Tzarech LaHachliv, Yosef Adshish, you have to trade it in and add a third. That's how the Gra understands the Shitas Rashi based on the Yerushalmi. Now, the end of the next Bir Halacha, Diba Masul Yosef Yishlish, the very last line, he says, if a person is very poor, then he doesn't have to go spend extra money. We're not talking about a person who's living hand to mouth and doesn't have money for anything, they're now forcing him to go do Hidr Mitzvah. Talking about a person who has money and he wants to go buy a falafel, he can buy a falafel. You buy a falafel so you can go buy a nicer Esser. But a person who's mamish poor, he's not chayiv to go add money to Hidr Mitzvah. So that's Tough Rishon involved the first half of Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch.